A bureaucratic tussle over security has forced Alaska Airlines to stop carrying certain types of mail on passenger planes. Most communities have been able to reroute affected parcels, but it's caused headaches across the state. Meanwhile, both Alaska Airlines and the Transportation Security Administration are keeping mum on what it's all about. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
In the back room of the Kodiak post office, Postmaster Bill Kirsch says word came down last week that priority parcels greater than 16 ounces couldn't be put on Alaska Airlines jets.
And when we initially heard it Friday morning, we thought it was the end of the world.
Fortunately, there are alternatives.
We've been dispatching everything on ERA. Now it's been corrected for us, but for smaller communities, it's going to continue to be a problem for them.
The nature of the problem isn't clear, and the two main actors are keeping mum. An Alaska Airlines spokeswoman confirmed that priority mail packages are no longer being put on its passenger flights. She says the airline is working with TSA to address the issue. And TSA spokesman Nico Melendez issued a statement saying it's a security issue and that they're working with the airline to resolve it. So what's going on here?
Well, it's unfortunate that you got to come to us because because you should have been able to get a very clear answer from TSA and Alaska Airlines. You know, it's not a postal issue. It is a Homeland Security TSA security issue.
That's Steve Deaton, a mail specialist with the U.S. Postal Service in Anchorage.
It only affects Alaska Airlines at this time, and it only affects them in a small portion of the mail flow, which is 16-ounce and above priority parcels and parcel post 16 ounces and above.
In most cases, the Postal Service has put parcels on other flights. For example, Kodiak is served by ERA Alaska. Other communities have regular Penn Air connections. But there is an exception.
Now, the only community that this affects currently where there is not an alternate transportation stream is ADAC.
Thank you.
Tiny ADAC, population 326, is the westernmost town in the United States. Its lifeline is the twice-weekly subsidized Alaska Airlines flight. Nicole Gordon manages the general store.
Like our medications, they come priority. Even if they're not even a pound, they still come in the yellow bag, so we're not receiving any of that.
She says people are making arrangements to have medication shipped express, which is a lot more expensive. And she says people are frustrated.
I mean, we really rely on that. That's the only other way. We don't have another airline out here, so we're just trying to get as much information we can. There's nothing online. We haven't seen anything. It's just this one notice that we've got from the postmaster here at the post office, and she didn't really know too much. She's kind of confused about it all.
Here's TSA's statement in full. There are existing security measures in place for all U.S. airlines to carry U.S. mail. Recognizing there may be issues unique to Alaska, TSA is actively working collaboratively with individual carriers and USPS to develop a solution that will result in meeting mailing needs while maintaining a high level of security. TSA declined further comment. Meanwhile, Deaton at the Postal Service says there's a lot happening behind the scenes.
Their intention is not to divert the mail or cause service interruptions in the state of Alaska. They are trying to find a way to work this out so that security is maintained. But I think it's important that everyone understand that this is only affecting ADAC. All other locations, while they may be on alternate carriers other than Alaska Airlines, all other locations in the state are currently receiving all of their mail in a timely manner.
Back in Kodiak, managers have been able to reroute priority parcels, says Kirsch.
But we've got a good handle on it now. Or before, the first 2 days were really kind of intriguing.
Whereas ADAC is still awaiting an explanation. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.